嗨，大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
Do you ever feel that most of your friends' birthdays are in the second half of the year?
Not really, I guess. I've never actually thought about when their birthdays are.
Well, I do, because every year from September, I feel like there are always somebody celebrating their birthday, as they would post it on WeChat or Weibo.
Oh.
What is that?
I don't play on social media or check anything online, so birthdays are just birthdays to me.
可是我真心的觉得下半年过生日的朋友真的特别多，就隔三差五打开微信朋友圈啊，就能看到有人过生日。最近呢是 Libra 天秤季。
So I guess today we can talk more about birthdays, and I will help you with some sentences that you can use to give birthday wishes.
没错，在这个朋友圈生日旺季呢，大家就可以评论秀一秀英文送祝福啦。另外，尤其写卡片的时候特别实用。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
All right, the first one I will choose to explain is possibly the oldest one that I've heard, and it's many happy returns of the day.
Yeah, you could also say, may I wish you many happy returns of the day.
Right, and I believe that the origins of this saying possibly comes from a famous Urdu couplet, which can be translated as something like, may you live for thousands of years, and each year should comprise of 50,000 days.
Urdu 是乌尔都语，有一句非常有名的这个 couplet 对联儿，翻译过来呢，大致就是希望你能够活几千年，每年呢有五万天。Really sounds creepy.
And there's an even older saying which is very similar that comes from Sanskrit.
梵语 Sanskrit.
May you live to see 100 springs.
有一种向天再借五百年的感觉啊，就是愿你能活着再见到一百个春天。
Anyway, they're all just different ways of wishing a long life. So the English one, many happy returns of the day, is just using less words because, you know, happy means happy and just means may you live a long and happy life.
嗯，刚刚那两句大家可能感受也跟我一样，觉得有点过哈，所以呢，这句 many happy returns of the day 其实表达的是同样一个愿景，听起来呢可能相对的会比较平淡无奇，但是却是更加广泛使用的一个说法，其实就是希望你能够长寿且幸福嘛。中文里面有一句非常贴切的翻译叫做年年有今日，岁岁有今朝。不过呢，当你用这句英文来祝福年纪比较大的老人家的时候呢，我们会翻译成这个福如东海，寿比南山，会更加贴切一些。
The next one, compared to the last one, I think is very quite easy to understand. If you know someone's age, you can easily just say happy their age and birthday, such as happy 18th birthday.
对，就是可能比较熟的朋友之间才会这么做吧，大家自己权衡。如果你觉得提这个年龄没有什么关系的话，我们可以讲祝你多少多少岁生日快乐，直接在这个 happy birthday 中间加上他的年龄的序数词就好了。写的时候呢，你可以直接写阿拉伯数字，比如说24，然后在24后面再加一个 th 就好了， happy 24th birthday。
And then again, because English numbers are a little bit strange, don't forget if the number ends in a 1, a 2, or a 3, it will be 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, unless it is 11, 12, or 13, because they don't end in a 1, 2, 3 sound.
其实呢，就是说，如果你用阿拉伯数字来表示的话，那么你后面加的这两个字母要稍微注意一下。比如说，如果是21岁的话，那么加的是 ST； 如果是22的话，加的是 ND； 如果是23岁的话呢，加的是 RD。对，其他的呢基本上都是加的 th。 好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
The next one I can think of is something sort of like if you were writing a letter to a person and you wanted to explain thatJust, you were thinking of the person, you always say, thinking of you. So, if you give a card to someone because you can't speak to them directly, usually it will say something like, wishing you a happy birthday.
就是祝你过一个愉快的生日，这是一个比较书面的说法，可以在写这个生日寄语的时候用。同样的用法呢，还有一句非常简单的话叫做 all the best， 意思也很明显，就是祝你一切都好。当然其实这句话就不一定要生日的时候才能用了，平时写信啊，或者说其他节日祝福结尾的这个告别语都可以讲 all the best。
The next one is the most relaxed one I can think of, because it doesn't have to be for birthdays, it could be for any day. It just beHave a great one. And in English, it just means have a great day. And if the day is your birthday, it's have a great birthday.
你可以讲 have a great one. 或者呢也可以用这个 smashing 来替代这个 great. Have a smashing one.
And I guess that's the end of today's lesson. So I'm wishing all of you a great one.
祝大家天天开心，年年有今日，岁岁有今朝。我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
我们下次再见了，拜拜。
Bye.